Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Share for Women, Share number 79. Rutorsky's book, Wisdom Each Day, he talks about the importance of respecting other people, to have tremendous kavod habriyos. And Perkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes talks about that a wise person doesn't interrupt when someone else is talking. Why is that wisdom? You would say that's derech eretz. That's just courtesy. Why is it wisdom? That it's a wisdom not to interrupt when someone else is talking. And he says that if you think about times when others have tried to finish your sentences for you, their rudeness irritated you. But what about the times when they interrupted and concluded your sentence with a thought that was not at all what you intended, or may have been the opposite of what you wished to say? That's even more than rudeness. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, what grounds are there for assuming that you know what another person thinks? You're certain that everyone thinks the way you do, which is really the opposite of wisdom. You know, people interrupt others. A lot of them have this know-it-all attitude. That's why a wise person never interrupts others. A wise person is someone willing to learn from everyone. And a wise person is someone that may have information that he lacks. And he realizes he only has two ears and one mouth. This is brought down from Chazal, that you should hear twice as much as you say. That's why a wise person never interrupts. Because a wise person indeed is a good listener. You look through all the Gedali Yisrael, people that give Eitzes Tovos as Gedali Yisrael. Rambam was this way. Always listened. Didn't interrupt. The Gemara places extreme importance in respecting other people. And in the high point of Shema, it's brought down a halacha, certain things, you know, that if someone greets you, you could respond between the paragraphs of Shema. You see very often in Chazal, through different halachas, how human dignity takes on extreme importance. So that's lesson number one, the importance of honoring people and the wisdom of not interrupting when someone else is talking, to have that humility and understanding that you may not know things that other people know. You may not know something of a person, and don't just assume that you know it. And by listening, you are giving that person that honor and that respect, and that humility of knowing that I may not have the information that he or she is going to give me. So this is the first part, Kavod HaBriyos. Then it says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is to fear Hashem, or to have reverence to Hashem. Chachma, you could say, is between good and evil. Values come from Hashem. You can't have values that are man-made. You see an extreme of that in Nazi Germany. Killing Jews was a virtue to them. Right? So you base virtue on human invention. It falls apart. Even by Avimelech, right? He went to Gerar. Avram Avinu went to Gerar, and he called Sarah's sister, and Avimelech found out she was Avram's wife, and he asked Avram, why didn't you say she was your wife? And Avram answered, what did he say? I realize this country has no Yiras Hashem, it has no reverence of God, and I was afraid you'll kill me to take her. So you see that's what he was saying. You don't have reverence for God. You could be a highly sophisticated culture, but that won't hold back people from murdering or doing terrible things. So that's why the beginning is to have that awe of Hashem, to have that Yira Shamayim. So that's a very important yesod, to have within us that Yira Shamayim. Yira Shamayim is connected with good midos. Anova, humility, is a higher level of Yira Shamayim, like the Pesukim say. And all Rabbanim, real Gedali Yisrael, tell us this, that you can have Torah scholarship and know unbelievable amount of yediyas and halacha and hashkafa, but if you don't have midas taivais, then it's nothing. Fine character traits is essential. It's something that one must have as a yid. It's basic essentials. And people often neglect that yesod, that derech eretz kadma l'Torah aspect, that midas taivis that goes together as you're growing spiritually. If you're growing spiritually in other ways, but you are lacking that basic derech eretz and basic humility and basic good midas, then there's something lacking in that whole journey. And that's why we need a lot of soul searching to make sure that we have that balance of sensitivity even as we're trying to achieve and accomplish. Another yesod is, which we talk about a lot, but Tversky brings it here, that we'd say in Shemayna Esrei, Chaneinu Yitcha Chachma Bina Vadas, please grant us wisdom and understanding and knowledge. That is the first request. Later, there's requests for health and for panasa, and for relief of oppression and other things, but the prayer for this wisdom comes first. Why? So Tversky says very simple, that you need to be wise enough to know what to pray for. He said that his mother used to remark that the wedding day is like a Yom Kippur for a chassan and kala. It's an excellent time to daven. But does a young couple know what to daven for? People who went through agonies of raising children and grandchildren, and they know the difficulties, they know what to daven for. But people who are just starting out, do they really know what to daven for? If only they would know what to daven for under the chuppah, their prayers would have schusim. So it's important, you know, if you're young and the young chassan and kala, to inculcate in them, even if they didn't experience life yet, what life's all about and what to daven for and what the right things to daven for should be. So we need to ask Hashem to help us pray the right way, to give us the wisdom to know how to pray. That's why this is the first bracha. We're asking Siyat Shmai to help us, give us the wisdom and understanding and knowledge that when we daven for the right things. The bracha in Berachas HaChodesh says, we daven Yimala Hashem kol mashalas libeinu l'tova, fulfill the requests of our hearts for good. In other words, we admit that sometimes we may daven for things that we think are beneficial for us, but they're not so. So we're asking Hashem, Yimal Hashem kol mashalas libeinu l'tova, let all of what we request should be for ultimate good, to be for our benefit. So this is the idea. Another lesson to learn, you know, it's brought down that when you give tzedakah, you have to do it in a way that it won't offend the dignity of the recipient. The poor needs not just the money, but an uplifting of spirit to give them that dignity. So we have to realize when we do this, when we give tzedakah, we have to do it in a way to recognize that that poor person or that person in need is part of us. And we treat them with a great dignity and great respect to make them feel welcome, to make them feel that they're part of us. So to reiterate the few very important lessons in this shiur, a wise person not interrupting, a wise person having respect for everybody, a wise person to have that humility, to be able to listen and recognize they don't know everything of another person and they have patience to listen fully to what the other person is telling them in order to help them or to just empathize with them. Another lesson is kavod habriyos, human dignity, to treat each other with great honor. Another one is reishis chachma yiras Hashem, to have the yiras Hashem, the awe of Hashem. That's the height of all wisdom, because values is based on what Hashem believes and what through the Torah given to us of what right and wrong is, not our own feelings and not our own emotions. And that's why the beginning of value is having that reverence for Hashem and understanding that. And the idea of having midas taivais, of working on your character traits. And then ultimately, the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, to grant us the wisdom and understanding and knowledge of how to daven and what to daven for. and ultimately to treat every person that you do kindness for and give tzedakah to with great honor and dignity and respect. Bracha v'atzlacha.